CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebie. The Steering Committee for the Restructuring of Regional Economic Communities in Central Africa will meet in Yaoundé tomorrow with Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gute, representing President Paul Biya at the opening ceremony. Cameroonians have been exhorted to invest in the protection of the environment through the planting of trees and land restoration as the country celebrates land restoration, desertification and drought resistance. This is the focus of our in-depth segment. 22 Chinese nationals have pleaded guilty to committing cyber-related crimes in Zambia and will be sentenced on Friday. The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon have intensified training using equipment put at their disposal by the state ahead of the crucial soccer encounter against Cabo Verde on Saturday, counting for qualification or qualifiers for the FIFA World Cup. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. We begin with this press release from the Prime Minister's office. On the esteemed instructions of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, the Prime Minister Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute, will preside over the official opening ceremony of the 6th meeting of the Steering Committee for the Restructuring of Regional Economic Communities in Central Africa, scheduled to take place at the Yaoundé Hilton Hotel on Thursday, 6th June 2024, as from 9 a.m., signed the Director of Cabinet, Balungeli Confiance Ebune. President Paul Biya has ratified two financial agreements worth the sum of 52 billion CFA francs. The financial deals were concluded with the Standard Chartered Bank, a British group in Yaoundé, last January 30. The money is geared towards the development of a huge agricultural project in the Adamawa region. The key vision of Cameroon's Action Plan 1325, following the resolutions of the 68th session of the UN Commission on the Status of Women, is to equip more women and girls in the country to enhance peace and security by 2027. Women's Empowerment and Family Minister Marie-Thérèse Abena-Ondwa made the announcement during a dual ceremony in Yaoundé today. Joyce Cliff Tata reports.
The strategic document integrates the training of women and young girls as peace ambassadors in order to play a significant role in the transition from the culture of violence to the culture of peace, establishing women dialogue platforms where they can express themselves more and share their challenges for a speedy response. Women's Empowerment and the Family Bus Professor Marie-Thérèse Abena-Ondwa at the ceremony in Yaoundé insisted that Cameroon's second action plan will focus on accelerating equal participation of women and men at all levels of peace and security processes, as well as the representation of women in decision-making spheres. Increase unequitable access for women and girls who are victims in most cases of conflicts to health, legal, judicial, educational, psychosocial, and economic services. A decision arrived at thanks to fruitful discussions at the 68th session of the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women, which held in New York, March this year.
A new market for the Boya municipality has been inaugurated. The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, commissioned the market this Wednesday at the Buitingi neighborhood. The project has been financed by the German corporation KfW through the Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance, FAICOM. Henry McCauley reports from CRTV Southwest in Boya.
The market, which is situated at Buitingi neighborhood, has a block of 26 shops, two blocks of 76 sheds, light, stand taps, and a borehole. The project, worth some 608 million CFA francs, has been financed by the German corporation KfW through the Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance, FECOM. Speaking during the commissioning of the market, the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, urged the population to use the structure to better their lives and increase their income. Like the Director General of FECOM, Telecom, Philippe Camille Akua, the minister instructed the council to manage the project in strict compliance with the contract with FECOM. For the mayor, David Mafani Namange, it was an opportunity to thank the government of Cameroon, the government of Germany, FECOM, and the head of state for their commitment to develop Boya.
It's going to offer economic opportunities to our population. It's going to centralize their shopping. Again, it's just a phase of the market. We have already given out the second phase, which is going to take off this week or next week, with the construction of 3 new blocks of shops of 26 each and an ultra-modern toilet facility.
The ceremony, which saw the presence of the Southwest Governor Bernard Okalia Bilai, the President of the Southwest Executive Council, Zakios Bakuma, amongst other authorities, was marked by the award of gift, a guided tour of the structure and merrymaking. Henry McCauley, CRTV, Boya.
People living in risk zones in Yaoundé have been advised to leave these dangerous areas in order to avoid natural disasters such as landslides as the rainy season unfolds while waiting for government to take action. Minister Celestine Kecha-Kutez of Housing and Urban Development was speaking today as he visited some of these risk zones. Vanessa Wood-Nangs-Namong reports.
After identifying the over 42 risk zones found in the city of Yaoundé, the Minister of Housing and Urban Development decided to take a closer look at the situation of the locally constructed shaky bridge in the Mimboman Chateau neighborhood behind Don Bosco precisely, and the slopy area behind the government bilingual high school of Mimboman, where an entire family of three perished due to a landslide that covered them last year. The population's proximity to the large old stone pit behind the university restaurant at the Ngwaikele neighborhood was greatly deplored by the member of government whose marathon visit to the most dangerous areas of Yaoundé ended at the deep slopy space behind Gendarmerie Mendong. During her different stopovers, Celestine Kecha-Kutez urged administrative and council authorities as well as quarter heads to intensify sensitization, that is to encourage populations to preserve their lives by moving away from these risk zones and to stop dumping garbage in these areas in order to avoid making the situations even worse.
On to the in-depth segment of the news. The Minister of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development has challenged all Cameroonians to invest in the protection of the environment through the planting of trees, land restoration and in awareness-raising activities. Minister Hede Pierre made the call today at the Ahala Eco Park, a tourist destination in Yaoundé. Rigobert Maniga has the key issues raised during the event.
A 2017 environment report by a Cameroonian local land restoration NGO indicates that 12 million hectares of land have been lost to land degradation in the country, threatening a significant loss in Cameroon's biodiversity. But the Minister of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development, Hele Pierre, has insisted that the government's master plan on issues of land restoration has seen the regeneration of over 36,000 hectares of land in the Savannah region under a project dubbed the Green Sahel. While the 2024 edition of the World Environment Day lays emphasis on land restoration and the fight against desertification, the member of government has called on local initiatives and individuals to multiply tree planting and to avoid the indiscriminate cutting of trees, which to him will continue to work for extreme dryness in Cameroon. The official celebration of this year's World Environment Day in Cameroon took place at the Ahala Eco Park in Yaoundé, witnessing young people presenting sketches that demonstrated man's negative action to the environment and the need to guard against.
Environment experts in the Southwest say climate change and forest degradation continue to persist in the region despite efforts taken by government to reverse them. The environmentalists posit that the population can work in tandem with government and its experts in the fight. Charles Abuno reports from CRTV Southwest.
In an attempt to provide accommodation and other facilities for the growing population, especially in a division like Fako, a lot of construction has been done over the years. Urbanization has had a noticeable effect on the environment. The Southwest Regional Delegate of the Environment and Nature Protection, Seth Ikwadi, notes that urbanization has an effect on climate change.
The piece of land of 200 meters square, if you remove the vegetation in the whole 1,000 meters square, you may aggravate the climate change. The soil that you remove, the paint that you use, AC, the fridge that you are using, and if you don't have tree around you to absorb those carbon released by all those things, may continue aggravating climate change.
The construction of roads also has an impact on climate change.
For example, from Kumba to Boya, you have about 80 kilometers. When you want to construct that road, you have to remove that amount of forest.
In spite of all this, something can be done to redress the situation.
I just want to encourage people, while building their house, they should not remove the grass and the tree everywhere. They should have a garden where they can have one or two trees per house. While construction road, at the end of the day, they have to be sure that those places that are empty, they put vegetation, they put some grasses there, in such a way that they can continue absorbing and keeping it.
According to environment experts in the Southwest, climate change is real, and everyone has a role to play in redressing the worrying phenomenon. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Boya.
In the Adamawa, government has been adopting tree planting exercises and the restoration of vegetation in degraded areas in an effort to push back desertification. These campaigns, spearheaded by the regional delegations of the environment and that of forestry, have thus far seen the planting of thousands of trees across the region. Elis Waji Banmia of CRTV Adamawa reports that sensitization sessions have equally been used to involve the entire population in the fight against desertification.
Desertification in parts of the Adamawa region like Mbe has worsened air quality, increased dust storms, and degraded water quality. To reduce these effects on the population, the Regional Delegation of Environment and Nature Protection has today proceeded to the planting of hundreds of trees in the area. Seydou Sidiki is the regional delegate.
Nous allons la restaurer en plantant quelques arbres.
We have planted hundreds of trees here in B, and we have done the same in other areas of Ngaoundary. We also teach the people how to preserve these trees while reminding them of their importance.
Nous ne sommes pas contre l'activité.
The exercise has become a habit for the past years as other stakeholders are constantly involved. Jokam Florence Amabo is the Adamawa Delegate of Forestry and Wildlife.
During the week that led to the celebration of the International Women's Day, the regional delegation planted 200 trees in three different schools.
Engaging local communities in land restoration projects, plus a meticulous sensitization on the law and land use strategies, has equally been working out.
The forestry law in Cameroon stipulates that even if you are the one who planted the tree in your own premises, if you want to fell the tree, you have to take an authorization from the Ministry of Forestry.
The fight against desertification in the Adamawa is not only a government issue, but the concern of all inhabitants. Elis Waji Banmia, CRTV News, Ngaoundary.
In the following analysis, Sam Lingam says the fight against land degradation and desertification requires a collective effort, bringing together public and private stakeholders as well as local communities.
When the global community decided in 1973 to observe the first edition of the World Environment Day, the effects of climate change, including high temperatures and extreme weather events, were not as severe as they are witnessed today around the globe. Last month, India experienced an unprecedented rise in temperatures, culminating to more than 52 degrees Celsius, a situation which claimed hundreds of lives with huge socioeconomic damages. The far north and the north regions in Cameroon were not far from the same experience last month, as temperatures rose to more than 48 degrees Celsius with the same human and socioeconomic impact. The souvenirs of landslides in Bankolo, Yaoundé and Gwashi in Bafoussam and recurrent floods in Douala are still vivid, illustrating the need to take concrete and immediate actions that will limit global warming and the depletion of the environment. the fight against climate change and the adoption of appropriate adaptation strategies are no longer catchphrases, but obtrusive realities that affect our daily lives. The celebration of the 51st edition of the World Environment Day under the theme Land Degradation, Desertification and Drought Resilience is a call to indigenous people, local communities, national and international environment stakeholders to build a strong synergy through the promotion of environmental friendly activities such as tree planting and policies that promote the sustainable management of natural resources.
The guest on the 7 p.m. news is Geoffrey Sunday, CEO of a local initiative known as Support Humanity Cameroon. They are into land restoration. In a WhatsApp conversation with Rigobert Maniga, Mr. Sunday began by telling us the economic advantages of land restoration in local communities.
Restoration gives us the opportunity to create economic opportunities at the grassroots, create green jobs for smallholder farmers and for pastoralist groups. We are looking forward to integrating ecotourism within our scope for restoration, because we believe that these potentials must be harnessed. It must be harnessed for people to assess economic opportunities, for people to be engaged in protecting the environment. I mean, also to strengthen the resilience of this community. What we've witnessed is that the impact of climate change is mostly felt in communities because first people lack knowledge about what climate change is all about. They have not fully understood what actions they can take to limit the impact and also to adapt to the changing climate. And so integrating landscape restoration, integrating creating economic opportunities in areas of ecotourism, in areas of agroecology, areas of beekeeping, strengthen the resilience of these communities to climate change impact and motivate them to engage in actions that can build a sustainable earth.
Yes, Sunday, can you let us know very briefly what you have done to your community concretely in terms of land restoration and what you have placed for them in the long term?
Since 2019, we have been leading a restoration initiative in Bamakumbit in northwest Cameroon. And here, we have supported the natural regeneration of 15 hectares of land, and we have led the effective planting of over 20,000 trees. Our restoration initiative meets national and international standards and falls in line with the commitment of the Cameroonian government under the Bond Challenge and Afri 100 initiative to restore 12 million hectares of land in Cameroon. And we also ensure that we align our restoration initiative, though at the grassroots level, with the UN etiquette on ecosystem restoration. So far, we have provided livelihood support to over 65 Mboro women and to over 20 local populations, smallholder farmers. And in 2024, we are providing support, capacity building and support to 30 smallholder farmers and pastoralists in beekeeping.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. We have this press release from the Ministry of Finance. Under the co-chairmanship of the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé, and the Minister of Posts and Telecommunications, Minel Libom-Lilikeng, the first scientific days of digital economy will be held in Yaoundé on June 6 and 7, 2024, at the Yaoundé Montfebe Hotel. This meeting will bring together experts, professionals from the financial sector, academics, and various other and other participants from Asia, America, Europe, and many African countries. They will reflect on the challenges of digital innovations on the Cameroonian financial system through four workshops in which questions relating to the role of payment technologies in improving the productivity of labor and capital, to the regulatory evolutions induced by cyber risk and the development of deceptive financial practices, the externalities of the insertion of artificial intelligence, AI, in the financial system, as well as the prospects offered by open banking in terms of inclusion, financial inclusion, and improving the customer experience will be addressed. This first edition of the Scientific Days of Digital Economy is organized by the National Economic and Financial Committee of Cameroon with support from the United States government and the United Nations Capital Development Fund, UNCDF. Signed, the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé. At least 140 Boko Haram terrorists have been neutralized, while many others have surrendered to security forces. These are the results of an operation known as Lake Sanity 2, carried out by the multinational joint task force recently in the Lake Chad Basin area. Speaking during a press conference in Maiduguri, Nigeria today, the commander of the task force, Major General Ibrahim Salu Ali, praised the support of Operations Emergence 4 in Cameroon, Hadin Kai in Nigeria, and those of Chad and Niger. The wife of late King René Mangabel, the queen mother of Canton Bell, Queen Delphine Mangabel, is no more. She died yesterday. The people of Bell pay tribute to a strict yet warm-hearted, loving queen who stood by her deceased husband for 60 years, preserving the rich culture and heritage of the Sawa people. Veronica Benyela reports from CRTV Littoral.
Queen Delphine Douala Bell, kinesiotherapist by profession and queen by marriage to King René Mangabel, was a queen highly respected by the Douala people and deeply loved in the Bell clan, especially around her residence of Bonapriso. She is the mother of the present King Jean-Yves Ebumbu Douala Mangabel, following an official announcement by the Paramount King of Bell informing the public of the passing of the Queen Mother on June 4. Condolence messages have been flooding in. The death announcement states that she died following a brief illness. Her son, King Ebumbu Douala Mangabel, remembers a very loving mother, a strict teacher, a strong and supportive wife to her husband, and a unifying factor to the Bell people. He describes the death of the Queen Mother as sad, but yet a natural transition that must be accepted. Plans for a befitting funeral are underway, and the King of Bell, His Majesty Ebumbu Douala Mangabel, says she will be given a burial fit of her place as the Queen Mother. Queen Delphine Mangabel leaves the stage at the age of 93. Veronica Benyela, CRTV News, Douala.
Cameroonian students in Saudi Arabia have pledged their commitment to contribute their quota to the development of their country after their university studies. Speaking to CRTV reporters today in Medina, the representatives of the students also hailed the efforts of the authorities of Cameroon's diplomatic missions in Saudi Arabia in addressing their problems. 22 Chinese nationals have pleaded guilty to committing cyber-related crimes in Zambia. They are among 77 suspects who were arrested in April in connection to what authorities described as sophisticated internet fraud syndicate. The swoop on Chinese-run company in the capital, Lusaka, followed an alarming rise in internet fraud cases in the country, targeting people in countries around the world. The Chinese nationals will be sentenced on Friday. Dozens of gold miners have been trapped underground after a pit collapsed in central Nigeria. The incident happened on Monday after heavy rainfall in Niger State, but news was slow to emerge because of the country's general strike, which was called off yesterday. According to Niger State Emergency Service Agency spokesman Osiani Ibrahim, one person has been confirmed dead and over 30 people are still trapped as rescue efforts continue. In sports, players of the men's national football team of Cameroon, the Indomitable Lions, have promised victory to their fans when the team faced Cabo Verde on Saturday in the Day 3 FIFA World Cup qualifier at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé. They were reacting shortly after their fourth training session this Wednesday afternoon that was opened to the public. In the following excerpt of an interview selected by Ben Collins New Iberia, striker of Indomitable Lions, Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting, says they are aware of the stakes of their next assignments.
Definitely two very difficult games ahead of us, but yeah, we have a good feeling and we have a good ambience, atmosphere in the team. That's the most important. We concentrate on ourselves. That's the most important. We are here to play football. We are doing well. Two very difficult and important games ahead of us, but we are confident and we play at home. That's the most important, and we are happy to play at home.
To be honest, it was like before, and I started 2010, and it was always special, and it is still very special to play here at home in Stade Omnisport and Yaoundé. You can feel that the public, they just love football, and they stand behind us. They're very happy to see us, and we will give everything on the pitch on the weekend to win for us, for our families, and especially also for the fans and for the people of Cameroon. There's nothing better to play at home, to be honest.
In more sports news, Cameroonian cyclist from SNH Velo Club Clovis Kamzong Abosolom is a winner of the fifth lap of the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon. He covered the 119.5 kilometers lap from Bafoussam passing through Nchang to Nkongsamba in the Littoral region in 2 hours, 54 minutes and 12 seconds. He also maintains his lead on the general classification table, thus retaining the yellow jersey. Irene Mantia Yonge is CRTV's special envoy on the race course.
It was an enthusiastic crowd of the Konsamba population that turned out at the newly constructed 1,000-capacity Konsamba ceremonial ground to cheer the winner of the fifth lap of the cycling tour. No other than Cameroonian cyclist from SNH Velo Club, Clovis Kamzong Abesolo, bearer of the yellow jersey, who crossed the finish line in 2 hours, 45 minutes, 12 seconds. He was seconded by his compatriot from the SNH Velo Club, Kwere Nwawe Rodrigue, with a 1 hour, 45 minutes difference, and third on the line was Ivorian cyclist Cisse Isiaka. On the general standings, Clovis Kamzong Abesolo maintains his supremo, covering the entire 5 laps of the race in 21 hours and 42 minutes. He was seconded by Algerian cyclist Sahiri Ayop with a 2 hour 14 minutes difference, while another Algerian, Ben Youssef Abdallah, is third. A bright day for Cameroonian cyclists as they stood tall in this 5th lap of the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon, grabbing majority of the prizes on the podium. The head of state, His Excellency President Paul Biya, patron of the 20th edition of the Cycling Tours Prize, went to the overall best cyclist on the general classification table, Clovis Kamzong Abesolo from Cameroon. Honorary prizes for the first 3 winners of the fifth lap by the First Lady of the Republic, Mrs. Chantal Biya, went to Clovis Kamzong Abesolo, Kwere Nwawe Rodrigue, all from SNH Velo Club, and Cisse Isiaka from Cote d'Ivoire. Present at the event were administrative, municipal and traditional authorities of Konsamba, Christine Biwele, Francis Bell, Irene Mansayonge, on special assignments on a race course in Konsamba.
To end this news, here's a recap of the main points. The Steering Committee for the Restructuring of Regional Economic Communities in Central Africa will meet in Yaoundé tomorrow, with Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gute representing President Paul Biya at the opening ceremony. Cameroonians have been exhorted to invest in the protection of the environment through the planting of trees and land restoration as the country celebrates land restoration, desertification, and drought resistance. 22 Chinese nationals have pleaded guilty to committing cyber-related crimes in Zambia and will be sentenced on Friday. The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon have intensified training using equipment put at their disposal by the state ahead of the crucial soccer encounter against Cabo Verde on Saturday, counting for qualifiers for the FIFA World Cup. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.